What kind of woman would lie to steal another woman's child? And if the lie doesn't work, would rather see the child dead instead of being with its real mother? These are the sentiments of one of the women at the center of a dispute over custody of a child that provided an example of the divine wisdom God gave to Israel's King Solomon. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining me for another edition of the Fine Points of Sunday's message, Splitting the Child. Of all the examples that could have been given of Solomon's wisdom, I don't believe this one was just a coincidence or random, but by design or purpose. The reason why is because the judgment demonstrates a hidden spiritual reality. The two women represent two spiritual forces at work. One of the forces wants man to live, personified in Jesus Christ, and the other wants man to die, personified in Satan. The child caught in the middle is humanity. The mother of the child was willing to sacrifice her right to the child and allow an evil woman to raise her child in order to allow the child to live and hopefully one day reveal to the child who his real parents are and what they did to spare his life. This is what God did for humanity. Instead of allowing man to die for his sins, which Satan helped to cause, God caused man to be raised in a hostile environment by an evil governor in the hope that one day he would discover his true creator and the love and sacrifice his creator has and made to save him from destruction. The other woman with the dead child, when she saw she couldn't have the child, wished it destroyed rather than returned to its rightful mother. The other woman's dead child represents Satan, his angels, and all of humanity that will follow him, who are under a death sentence for their rebellion against God. Because he can't have the children of God, he would rather see them dead than with their father, the Creator. Jesus said that Satan came to kill, steal, and destroy the woman's child he could not have. He wants to split the child. He has lied to humanity and led us to believe no one loves us, our lives are meaningless, and there is no hope for us beyond the grave. He has fed us with his venom of evil, which causes us to not to love one another, turn against God, and become liars and murderers like him. He is the God of this world who has successfully blinded the eyes of humanity from the truth of their real Father and the love he has for them. Jesus has come to open our eyes to the truth and to shine the light of truth in our dark world beset by evil. What kind of woman would lie and steal another woman's child and wish it dead if she was unsuccessful instead of the child remaining with his true mother? That person is Satan, the enemy of God and humanity, who says, split the child, so that he will be neither mine nor his true creator's. Be sure to catch our Sunday school preview that will be appearing later this week. As always, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.